You're listening to Weekend Edition. I'm Mary Engish. It's 8:35. Good morning. As you might guess, poring over minutes of select board meetings can reveal truly fascinating items on the agenda, like this one, about that small brick train depot at the junction of Route 7 and 117 in New Haven, and what might happen to that historic structure when the Amtrak trains speed by. Steve Dupuis is chair of the New Haven Select Board, and we asked about that train depot's history and its fate.
You know, our representative, Harvey Smith, talked about the men and boys going to the Civil War, going to the junction, getting on train, headed south. The railroad abandoned it roughly about 1950-ish. The present tenants have been there since about 86. Historic Preservation owns it, but V-Trans owns the land it sits on.
What's in that building now, and what are their plans?
Roundtree Construction's office is in that building currently. They were notified evidently a while ago that they had to vacate because the building was not in a place where Amtrak decided it was acceptable.
Oh, yeah. Talk more about that. What would make it acceptable to V-Trans and Amtrak at this point?
Well, evidently, from my understanding through V-Trans, is that Amtrak needs like 14 more feet of buffer area for them to go through there, because this intersection is going to be a high-speed intersection.
Oh, right. It's no longer a train depot. There's not passengers getting on and off at that point. So how fast are they going?
They're going to go through there at, you know, 59 and a half miles an hour. That's like their speed limit. They won't be going through there at speed that freight trains go through there. And so, I mean, our first response was, well, let's just move the building 14 feet and we're all good. But as I talked with Trini Brassard from V-Trans, it then has kind of come out that the real push behind this is that Amtrak wants a clear line of sight of the road intersection, which is hampered by that building when the train is headed south from Burlington toward Middlebury. And that's the reason they want it moved.
What is the select board looking at now in terms of where that building might go?
There is a jut of land on the west side of the tracks, the opposite side of the tracks. So I discussed with her the option of moving the train station directly west of where it is approximately. And her conversation with the railroad was that they use that area occasionally as a staging area for stuff that gets unloaded there. My next thing is, well, you know, they're going to have the area where the train station was they could use for a staging area as well. Her response was, well, there was still some more negotiations going on. Final answer hasn't come down through V-Trans, and they're still doing some more looking at the situation. Kind of the end result of the take of the whole thing is that the train station has to be moved. Whether we're lucky enough, just move it across the track to make it work, which is not what the railroad is going to want. And the railroad obviously holds much power in the V-Trans world. If it can't go in that space, then we have to look for another space where it could possibly go. I've talked to all three of our legislators from, you know, our two senators and our representative, talked to Addison County Regional Planning, full support of our select board. We want to save this station. Brick buildings are not easy to move, as you can probably imagine. This is going to be a serious undertaking. Roundtree Construction has been told they have to be out by June or during June. V-Trans told us the other night that they really want this station moved by the end of the year, which is not a lot of time. V-Trans admitted that they would really like to see us save the station. As I mentioned, I talked to our legislators. I do have a call in to Governor Scott, but I mean, through his people, through V-Trans, we have had contact. And they all have kind of said that if we needed help, that they would look for financial help. My personal feeling is I really would like to keep this on private rolls, not the public rolls. The town does not need to own another building, maintain another building, but we certainly want to see it preserved. So that's goal number one.